Israel. Today we're going to tell two gadol stories about Rav Shlomo, which show the importance of loving every single individual we run into. So, I was an artist living in Haight-Ashbury in the 1960s, when a friend dragged me, kicking and screaming, to a Shlomo Carlebach concert in the area. I came from an assimilated Jewish home, and was more of an atheist than a believer. I had little interest in Jewish music or Hasidic tales. My friend was so insistent that I accompany him that I finally caved in and I went. At the concert, which was extremely crowded, one aisle of seats was pointedly empty. A grossly deformed man, so grotesquely handicapped that it was impossible to look at him, sat miserably alone in the aisle, sadly shunned by everyone, including myself. Shlomo Carlebach was singing up front, when suddenly, apparently for the first time, he noticed a hideously disfigured individual sitting alone. He immediately stopped singing, put down his guitar, and made his way to the back. When he reached the man, he embraced him warmly and exclaimed loudly, "My sweetest friend, you're so beautiful." Frozen with shock, the crowd remained quiet for a long moment and then spontaneously burst into song. Silent tears trickled down the face of the man, whose monstrous features suddenly, miraculously, seemed to take on a more human, more normal proportions. Obviously, he hadn't been hugged for a very long time. I was so moved by this single act of great compassion that I thought long and hard about my current hedonistic lifestyle and what being authentically religious must do for the soul. Consequently, I packed up my bags, moved to Jerusalem, enrolled in a yeshiva, and am today respected Magid Shir, a teacher of advanced Talmud in Israel. Gevalt. The power of loving one person with all your heart just because he's another soul in the world. One more story to make the point even stronger. In 1973, Shlomo embarked on a comprehensive tour of Israel's military hospitals, where he visited the soldiers who had been wounded during the Yom Kippur War. Hospital personnel escorted him into every room, where he spoke at length to the injured and dying. During one such tour, he noticed the staff deliberately bypassing a certain room. Stopping, he asked the staff why they had skipped the previous room. And dismissively, they said, "Forget about him. He's a goner. He's in a coma. He's going to die any moment." "How can you pass any soldier by?" asked Shlomo, insisting that he see him. Reluctantly, the staff led him into the room of a soldier who had been incinerated inside his tank, extensively scarred and disfigured. Shlomo reached for the man's hand and began speaking softly to him. Suddenly, to the hospital staff's shock and amazement, tears started rolling down the soldier's cheeks, trickling in rivulets down his face. He realized for the first time that although the man had lost his ability to speak, he was very much alive and had been misdiagnosed and left for dead. After Shlomo's visit and the soldier's amazing response, doctors began a much more vigorous and aggressive protocol of treatment. After several months of rehabilitation, the soldier recovered. Gevalt. May we have a day, may we have a week full of loving every single person we pass by, not letting anyone not remember how much Hashem loves them. Have an awesome day.